got things rolling.
Yeah, he's clearly been on a much better roll starting toward the tail end of that second quarter when the Bruins first got on the board. Remember, coming into this ballgame, Penrod 74 for 100. That's good for a 74% completion percentage. Last year, all season, Penrod had a 65.5% completion percentage, so probably not going to keep him below 50 that long. Nice to see him clicking on all cylinders toward the end of the second quarter, and hopefully that can continue. Speaking of the third quarter, the opening kickoff from Bartlesville to Bixby is brought to you by American Heritage Bank. American Heritage Bank is ready when you are, whether you need them once a week or once a year. American Heritage Bank stands ready to serve all of your financial needs. From car loans to investing in your business or advising you on a comprehensive retirement plan through their in-house investment center, American Heritage Bank is fully equipped to go the distance for you. Stop by and see them on Monday morning. It is simply better banking. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Bartlesville going to kick to Bixby to start the third quarter of play, and I believe the Bruins, well, I guess we'll see where they defend. I think Bartlesville gets the pick here in just a second. But looking forward to the second half of this one, Jay. It's Bartlesville has outscored Bixby 14-7 since the Spartans took that 14-0 lead. Bruins really made a game of this thing, and I think you have to credit, Jay, the Bartlesville will, because they were down 14-0, really struggling to move the football. Colton Penrod, not all that accurate. They had kind of failed in a few third down and short situations and forced to go three and out after they gotten positive yardage on first down. But nonetheless, the Bruins able to keep the drives alive toward the tail end of the second quarter, get on the board twice, and of course, the biggest play of that fourth down conversion on fourth down and eight after the false start penalty. Once again, another bad penalty for the Bruins. They're at fourth and three, going to go for it inside Bixby territory. They get a false start, then move back five more yards, but the Bruins still convert to fourth down and eight. So it's really been a whole lot of stick-to-itiveness so far for the Bruins on offense. They've kept themselves in this football game when it looked like early Bixby could be pulling away.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, talking about Colton Penrod, another example where he's much like Baker Mayfield. I know you enjoy that reference.
Yeah, of course.
But Baker Mayfield struggled in his first couple of games, but he kind of took to his feet and let his feet do a little bit of talking before his arm warmed up enough to start throwing the ball down the field. And that's exactly what Colton Penrod has done. He's ran with the ball very well on several plays. And not only that, he started to look downfield once he gets out of the pocket.
Yeah.
And last Monday night, they were talking about Aaron Rodgers, and when he starts breaking out of the pocket, how his wide receivers have a second read. They have like a curl route, maybe a 10-yard and curl. But once they see Aaron Rodgers for the Green Bay Packers rolling out, they then take a different route. I've seen that a couple of times with the Bartlesville receivers where Colton had gotten into trouble. He rolled out to the right, rolled out to the left. He looks downfield, and those guys on a short little curl route have now broken off and gone way down the field. The defender still trying to defend that short curl route, getting behind those defenders as A.J. Archambault has done on a couple of plays tonight. And the Bruins have moved the ball very well through the air in the second quarter.
Yeah, Penrod's really been making a lot of moves with his feet. Had that big scramble on a play that we heard there during the halftime playback where he got 25 yards. And then Bartlesville quickly up to the line, Jay. And that's where you can kind of see some of the fast-paced offense pay off for BHS. They got that big 25-yard run by Colton Penrod. They hurried up to the line, quickly snapped it, and A.J. Archambault beat the defensive back deep for 30 yards and a touchdown, and that was the first touchdown of the ball game for BHS. So the Bruins kicking to Bixby here to start the second half, 12 minutes on the clock for the third quarter, 21-14. Bixby in the lead over Bartlesville. That check of the scoreboard brought to you by Jane Phillips Medical Center, quality imaging close to home. Getting ready for the second half, Jay, and hopefully more of the same from the second quarter on, as that's when Bartlesville has really been outplaying the Spartans.
Well, that front four, again, is going to have to start, get a good stop here. If the Bruins can force a three and out on this play, they really switch around momentum very, very quickly.
Roller really only beat them really badly on that 22-yard rush for a touchdown. That was Bixby's last touchdown in the first half, and that was really on a play-action fake. As I said, it was kind of like a trick play. End-over-end kick from Garrett Meidel. He's got the wind at his back, but it's a short kick. Bounces at the Bixby 20-yard line. It's fielded at the 15 and returned across the 25 to the 26-yard line. A.J. Archambault in there on special teams with the tackle. And it's first down and 10 Spartans from their own 27-yard line. And out comes Tanner Griffin and the Bixby offense.
Well, you mentioned just a second ago that Nick Roller has only broken away on Bartlesville a couple of times. And looking at it, he's only got three runs of 10 or more yards. He has an 11-yard run, a 10-yard run, and a 22-yard run. Most everything else is 6 yards or less.
And a lot of times he's been stuffed, gain of one or two, even a loss on one play. Play action fake, quick throw over the middle, and the pass is caught for a gain of eight. Cade Kavnis once again working on A.J. Parker. Slant route in front of Parker goes for eight or nine. Second down and short upcoming for the Spartans. We'll call it second down and two for Bixby at their own 36-yard line. And Bixby, by the way, their receivers have some good hands. They've corralled some tough passes this evening. Quick snap, Griffin, quick throw over the middle. Intercepted, picked off. It's picked off by
Nate Hansen,
who returns it all the way. Good night, Vienna. He goes all the way inside the 20, 15, 10, 5. It's Nate Hansen, a pick six. And the Bruins have tied, well, not tied the ball game, but they're within one. It's 20-21-20, 11-10 left to play here in the third quarter. Nate Hansen, it was an overthrow by Tanner Griffin. He was playing the safety, deep man back there. He read it all the way, playing center field, and he took it all the way back for a touchdown. It is a 70-yard pick six by Nate Hansen. 21-20, Bixby in the lead over Bartlesville. Extra point pending as Garrett Meidel tries to tie it.
I don't like talking over you, Evan. I'm sorry. I got excited on that one. But wow, Nate Hansen steps in and gets the pick and touchdown Bruins. What a great catch and run for Nate Hansen.
Nate Hansen was playing center field. There is an overthrow by Tanner Griffin, and he ran it back for a touchdown. It's now 21-20, and Garrett Meidel with a big PAT here has not missed one in a couple games, and he still hasn't missed one. That one's right down the middle, and we've got ourselves a ball game. 21-21, Bartlesville and Bixby, 11-10 left to play here in the third quarter. Tie ball game. 30-second break, right back. You're listening to Bruin Football on K1. Welcome back to Bixby. Bartlesville ties it on a 70-yard interception return for a touchdown by Nate Hansen, and it's 21-21 Bruins and Spartans. Game of the week here from Bixby. It's a good one. 11-10 left to play here, third quarter. That check of the scoreboard brought to you by Jane Phillips Medical Center, quality surgical care close to home.
Somewhere in heaven, Burke Hansen is sitting there smiling at his older brother as he ran that one in. 70-yard pick six. And ties things up here in Bixby. It's a brand new ball game.
Nate Hansen did not have an interception so far this year. So nice of him to get his first one there. And a nice kick by Garrett Meidel. End over end line drive kick goes over the head of the deep man for Bixby, Tucker Pauley, and into the end zone for a touchback. So first down and 10 Spartans at their own 20. That's the worst field position Bixby has had this ball game, as they've pretty much been getting all the way up to the 30, 35, 40-yard line to start their drives. And that's the kind of play you need on the road to beat a good team, Jay. A pick six. That was a huge play for Bartlesville. Nate Hansen with a nice interception return for a touchdown.
Absolutely. And a couple shout-outs here, a couple people listening. Crystal Mitchell and my wife, Diane. And she's back home sick. She just told me she got a shot. She went out to go to the after-hours clinic.
So oh, well.
Feel bad for my wife, and she's back at home and listening away.
Hand off right tackle to Nick Roller. He doesn't get much. Gain of one or two, maybe 1 yard off the right side. Hunter Gritzmaker over there on the tackle. And it's going to be second down and long for Bixby as Nick Roller, the big tailback for the Spartans, does not get much in first down and 10. 2 yards that they gave him officially. Second down and eight, Spartans from their own 22.
Oh, and this is exactly what the Bruins needed. They needed a spark. They were kind of flat in the first half, first quarter anyway, and they're starting to come back, and now that spark.
Play action fake, quick throw over the middle, complete for a big gain. It's Jared Nierman across midfield into Bartlesville territory, drug down from behind at the Bruin 36-yard line. Check that. That was Jared Kerr. Jared Kerr all the way from the 20 down to the 36. That's a gain of 44 yards for Kerr on a second down and eight play. And Bixby with a huge play there, the biggest play of the night, puts them into Bartlesville territory. First down and 10, officially marked down at the Bruin 38. Bixby quickly to the line. Griffin, on a hard count, decides not to snap it, and he'll pause, go to his line of scrimmage, and call out an audible. Now back in the pistol formation. Here's the snap. Handoff, right side, roller, waiting for some blocks, and he doesn't get them, and he's stuffed up right at the line of scrimmage, maybe a gain of one. David Wiseman, Jamon Oaktree over there in the tackle, also Jordy Williams.
Tristan
going
Crowder.
To be a second down and long now for Bixby, and someone's down for Bartlesville. Looks like Connor
Dominic.
James.
I think it's Domo. I think it's Dominic Godinez.
Yes.
Connor James standing up. So.
Yes, that is Dominic Godinez. You're right, Jay. He is down, and Bruin Trainer's coming over to tend to him at the 40-yard line after Bartlesville stopped Nick Roller for no gain. So we'll take a 30-second break. 30-second break while we deal with this injury timeout. 10:01 left to play here, third quarter. 21-21, Bixby and Bartlesville. You're listening to Bruin Football on K1. Welcome back to Bixby. Evan Farbach, Jay Stump with you. Tommy Magana back in the studio. 21-21, Spartans and Bruins. Number two team in 6A2, Bixby, against the number three team in 6A2, Bartlesville. And Dominique Godinez gets up and is walking unassisted to the sideline, favoring his left leg. So maybe something twisted up at his ankle on his right leg. Of course, hard to speculate from up here, but he is walking off under his own power, which is good news. Bruins do lose, at least for a few plays, and maybe more, one of their stellar front four. Nonetheless, Bartlesville with a very good play against starting Bixby tailback Nick Roller, who has been off and on this evening for the Spartans. Good sometimes, not so good the others. He hasn't absolutely killed Bartlesville. You know, he's gotten his, but the Bruins haven't let him and him alone beat them. Really, it's been the big passes from Bixby that have broken Bartlesville here of late. Most recently, a big pass play to Jared Kerr, 40 yards plus into Bartlesville territory, and that's how they ended up at the Bruin 37-yard line. It's second down and nine for Bixby from there.
60 yards passing here in the second half for Tanner Griffin, but he also has thrown a pick six.
Empty backfield for a Griffin. Five wide receivers set. Quad receivers to the right. Here's a snap. Quick slant over the middle. Tipped and incomplete. And we had some shoving between Cade Cabness, the number one wideout for Bixby, and the number one defensive back for Bartlesville, A.J. Parker. They were kind of locked up and tangled together over here on that slant route. Bixby wanted a pass interference call, but that wasn't within 5 yards, so they let go. Nine now for the Spartans, still from the Bruin 37. Bixby going to pass it on a screen play into the right flat, and it's busted up. No gain on the play. Nice tackle by Hunter Gritsmaker. Got a tackle after no gain. And now it's going to be fourth down and long for the Spartans.
I think they're going to actually give him a minus 2 yards on that pass as Gritz came in and really laid the hit on the wide receiver, running back, excuse me.
So fourth down and 11 now for Bixby, and it looks like the Spartans are in punt formation. No, maybe they're not. Check that. They're not in punt formation. They're going to go for it. Fourth down and 11 at the Bartlesville 39. They pooch punted in a situation similar to this earlier. Tanner Griffin back there by himself. Here's the snap. He's going to punt it again. Punts it over the Bartlesville defense. It bounces at the Bruin 10 and takes a Bixby bounce inside the 5. And Bixby going to down on it at the Bruin 3-yard line. 30-second break, right back. 21-21, 8:56 left to play third quarter. Bartlesville on offense deep in their own territory when we return on KWON. Welcome back to Bixby. Evan Farbach and Jay Stump with you. 8:56 left to play here third quarter. 21-21, Bruins and Spartans, Jay. And Bartlesville gives up a big pass play, but they force the Spartans to punt.
Bartlesville is trailing 21-7 in the second quarter. In Bartlesville, now 14 unanswered points against Bixby, and they've got a little bit of momentum. Now let's see what happens as the Bruins have their backs against their own goalposts as they are playing way, way back in their own end zone.
First down and 10, Bartlesville from their own 4-yard line. We'll see what Andrew Rice and John McKee draw up from here. They've been known to pass from in their own end zone. We'll see if they trust Colton Penrod as he's in the shotgun standing just inside the Bartlesville end zone. Jaron Hilger back there about 3 yards deep. Three wide out set. Handoff left side to Hilger. And he is busted up. And is that a safety?
Yep.
Yes.
Looks like he's calling him down at one. He got across the goal line.
Barely got across the goal line. Many Bixby fans, and myself included, thought that was a safety initially. He barely got out of the end zone. I thought I saw the official hold his hand up like that was a safety. Maybe he was overruled.
It is going to be second down and about 14 for the Bruins. They lost all the breathing room they had, and they're now right at their own goal line. Hilger was tackled for a loss in that first down run. Second down and 14 from the 1 yard line. Penrod going to pass it, throws it, caught on the far sideline. He's got open field. It's Archambault again across the 35 to the 40, and he's drug down from behind to the 44-yard line. A.J. Archambault gets 43 yards once again on a nice pass play from Colton Penrod, and that is a huge play from Penrod to Archambault.
51 is what I was trying to tell you there, Evan. That one came from the 1 yard line, his line of scrimmage. Oh, they're going to call him down there. Sorry, my bad.
Yep, it's going to be officially a 43-yard play, just as they said, as they mark him down just across the 45. Well, actually, check that, officially a 46-yard play. Play action fake, Penrod going to pass it, rolls out far sideline. He's under pressure, and he's just going to have to throw it away. Tried a quick snap once again. Bartlesville beat Bixby deep after the Bruins had a big play earlier in the ball game, and that time Bixby dialed up the pressure in that first down and 10 pass and flushed Penrod from the pocket. Now going to be second down and 10 Bruins, still from their own 47-yard line. 7:57 to play third quarter, 21 all. A 46-yard pass play from Penrod to A.J. Archambault. Once again, Archambault huge on wide receiver tonight. And now we got a flag. A flag came in that I guess I didn't see. It must have been hidden behind this pole here. But I think they called a holding on Bartlesville. That's going to back up the Bruins a bit. Well, not that much.
Legal shift.
Legal shift, excuse me. If you're curious, Wyandotte beating Pahuska 28-6 at halftime in a game on our sister station, Sports Talk 1500 AM KPGM. It's now first down and 15 for the Bruins after that 5-yard penalty. Here's the snap to Penrod. Sprint out, left side, under pressure, now rolls near sideline, out of the pocket, and just throws it away. Spikes it at the foot of the defensive back. And now we have some whistle, and oh, there's a flag in the play. Flag near the line of scrimmage.
I think they're going to call this pass interference because it was a designed screen play, and I think Jaron Hilger was being held and couldn't break free.
Yeah, Penrod looked a little disgusted, and that flag is in the area of where that would be, and it's holding on Bixby. Yes, sir. And the Spartan fans do not agree with that. Bixby, the whole Spartan team was pointing the Bartlesville direction, but I did not see Hilger getting held, but that would certainly explain what happened in that play. As Penrod ran out to the right side, reversed direction to the left, and then he kind of just spiked the football down, probably because Hilger was being held from behind. So first down and 15. We haven't been able to successfully run this first down play yet. Turns into about first down and 7. First down and 7 for the Bruins at the Bixby 49-yard line. They need to get to the 42 for a first down. 7:47 to play third quarter, 21-21, Spartans and Bruins. Pistol formation, 4 wide receiver set. Penrod standing at the Bartlesville 44. Here's the snap. Back to pass, under pressure, rolls out far sideline, has some room to run. He's going to run it across the 45, down near the first down marker as he squibs out of bounds near the Bixby 40. We'll see where they mark him down officially. Hard to see where they're spotting it. Looks like they're going to spot him down right at the 42. They got the chains out, and they're going to say that he is just short of the first down. Yeah, by about an inch, as Jay said. So just short of the first down marker. Second down at about 2 inches. 7:40 left to play here, third quarter, 21-21 all. Bartlesville at the Bixby 42-yard line. 4 wide receiver set. Single back beside Penrod is Hilger. Here's the snap. He's going to pass it. Under pressure, steps up in the pocket, dials it over the middle. That's complete once again to guess who? A.J. Archambault inside the 20 and falls down at the Bixby 19-yard line. That's a 23-yard catch from Penrod to Archambault. He has been all over the place, and Bartlesville has it first down and 10 inside the Bixby red zone.
Archambault is just on fire. He's got over 100 yards catching. I'll see if I can get this in a second.
4 wide receiver set, 2 to the left, 2 to the right. Here's a snap, Penrod, 3-step drop, under pressure, scrambles away, looks toward the end zone, throws on the run, into the end zone, and the pass is caught for a touchdown! Touchdown, Bartlesville! I think that was A.J. Parker over here on the near side of the end zone for a touchdown, and the Bruins take the lead. They'll check that, Matt Simpson with the touchdown catch, and Bartlesville leads it 27-21, 7:14 left to play here in the third quarter.
How about that? Matt Simpson breaking free in the end zone as Colt Penrod rolls out to the right. Simpson seeing it was in trouble, ran to the corner of the end zone and was able to catch that one. And, wow, just like that, Colton Penrod moved the team 99 yards on that drive.
That's exactly right. They started that. They started at the 4, but they ended up ending up at the 1 after a penalty. And the point after attempt by Meidel is no good. I think it might have been partially blocked. Either that or he just topped it, as that was very, very low. So the point after is no good. Something to keep track of going forward, as Bartlesville now leads Bixby by 6. 27-21 Bruins over the Spartans. 30-second break, right back. You're listening to Bartlesville Football on KWON. Welcome back to Bixby. Lee Snyder Field here at Spartan Stadium. Evan Farbach, Jay Stumpf with you. Tommy McGanna back in the studio. 7:14 to play third quarter. Bartlesville orchestrating a 99-yard touchdown drive, and it capped off on a 20-yard throw from Penrod to Matt Simpson. Matt Simpson picks up his third touchdown reception of the year, and Bartlesville gets its first lead of this ball game. 27-21, the Bruins have outscored Bixby 27-7 since the Spartans led this game 14-0 in the early part of the second quarter. 7:14 to play in the third, Bartlesville by 6. That check of the scoreboard brought to you by Dr. Stephen Beard, the dentist. Garrett Meidel has it teed up at the 40. End-over-end kick. It's deep once again. Bixby going to bobble the football and take a knee. Another touchback for Garrett Meidel, who has had a couple strong kickoffs in a row. And we'll see if the Bartlesville defense can come up big again. The Bruins have been bending but not breaking as of late, Jay. Bartlesville had a big pass play they allowed to Bixby before they forced the Spartans to punt at around the Bruin 40 in the most recent Bixby offensive drive. And, of course, before that, the pick six by Nate Hansen.
Yeah, kind of a switch for the Bruins defensively, as Tanner Griffin has got a few passes away. He's 4-6 in the second half. He has one interception. He's thrown 66 yards, so not too bad, but you got to take away the interception and only 3 yards on the ground from Nick Rowland.
Split wide out. Single back set for Bixby. The high snap. Griffin has it. It's a broken play. Now he's just going to run it off the right tackle, and he actually gets a lot of positive yardage. Close to a first down as he followed his blockers forward near the 30-yard line. They had it at the 20 after the touchback, and it's going to be a first down run for Tanner Griffin. First time he's really gotten loose on the ground. Griffin well run it a little bit. Had 16 carries for 44 yards and 3 touchdowns on the ground coming into the ball game, and actually they did not give him a first down. Well, now they're going to blow it dead and maybe get the chains out. They're talking about it. It's very close to a first down. Now they will give him the first down. Chains showed second down at about an inch, but they give him the first down. First down and 10 Spartans right at their own 30-yard line. Trailing Bartlesville by 6, 7:05 left to play third quarter. 3 wide out set for Bixby, single back set. They give it off the right side to Nick Roller, who follows his blockers ahead for 2 or 3, not very much. Nice push by the Bartlesville front seven, Tristan Crowder and David Wiseman, along with A.J. Parker on the right side of the defense in pursuit of Roller. Second down at about 7 now for Bixby at their own 33. Clock ticking under 7 minutes to play third quarter. Bartlesville leading 27-21.
Again, the Bruins doing a very good job watching for that run. Now they're showing blitz as Hunter Gritsmaker is trying to bust in the line.
3 wide receiver set. The lone back is Roller behind Griffin. Here's the snap. Play action fake, Griffin, quick throw. It's tipped in the air and nearly intercepted, but it falls to the turf as Tristan Crowder, the big man up front, is the one who tipped it up into the air, and he nearly caught it himself for a pick, but it fell to the turf right out of Crowder's reach. He's 6'3", 180 pounds. He's got long arms, and that's the second pass he's batted down this evening, Jay. 3rd down and 7 upcoming for the Spartans.
And Bixby got away with something there. It looked like their left guard jumped a little bit on that hard count, but nonetheless, Crowder gets the knockdown and even better play.
3rd down and 7 from their own 33. It's a throw over here near sideline to Kavnis, and it's overthrown, incomplete. Griffin trying to get it to Kavnis. Nice protection over here by David Wiseman, the safety, and the cornerback, A.J. Parker, who was draped all over Kavnis. 4th down and 7 upcoming for the Spartans in their own territory at the 33, and up comes the punt formation.
Only 13 yards on that drive. So Bartlesville, again, the defense standing up big. And we'll see what happens here as Bartlesville will have the ball back. They definitely have the momentum going forward right now.
6:47 left to play here, third quarter. Bixby in punt formation, and A.J. Parker back deep to return for the Bruins. It's a low line drive punt, and it's not going to go very far. Actually, check that. It takes a big Bixby bounce at midfield and rolls all the way to the Bartlesville 36-yard line, and the Bruins will take over there. First down and 10 for Colton Penrod and the Bartlesville offense from their own 36. We'll keep it here. 27-21, Bruins in the lead over the Spartans. That check of the scoreboard brought to you by Dr. Stephen Beard, the dentist.
Well, last week, Bartlesville had the ball almost always on the other side of the field. This week, they have really been battling against field position. But how can you go against, starting at the one on that last drive, the Bruins continue to move forward. And we'll see what happens here as the Bruins now have a little bit of momentum. The wind's at their back, and they are really doing good. And hello goes out to Becky Birch, who's listening at home.
Well, hello to everybody listening. Appreciate you tuning in here. You're listening to Bartlesville Football on KWON, AM 1400 and FM 93.3, K227CQ. Bartlesville Bruins 4-0 on the year, taking on the 3-1 Bixby Spartans. District game number 2 for Bartlesville. Bruins trailed 14-0 early in the second quarter, but they've stormed back, have a pick six, and a couple big plays from Penrod to Archambault, culminating on a 20-yard pass play from Penrod to Matt Simpson for a touchdown, and Bartlesville has outscored Bixby 13-0 so far. We're not even midway through the third quarter yet. It's 27-21 Bruins, 6:41 left to play in the third. We'll see if Bartlesville can tack on another one. Keep the foot on the pedal, boys. Penrod back there in the shotgun. Four wide receivers set. Hillinger the lone back to his left. Three wide outs to the left, one to the right. Here's the snap. They give it off to Penrod. Left tackle. Breaks the tackle and gets up near the 39-yard line. A gain of about three and first down and 10. Clock ticking underneath 6:30 to play third quarter. And Jaron Hillinger has been in there a couple times. He's reeled off a few runs into the secondary, but mostly has been held in check. No big long runs for Hillinger so far this evening. Nothing over 10 or 11 yards.
14 carries, 40 yards, 2.8 yards per carry.
Second down and 7 for Bartlesville at the Bruin 39 now. Here's the snap. Penrod's going to keep it an option read. He's got open field into Bixby territory. Breaks a tackle at the 45 down to the Bixby 39-yard line. Colton Penrod rushing it for nearly 30 yards there in second down and 7. And Bartlesville going to be back in business at the Bixby. We'll see where they mark it officially. 40-yard line. Penrod using his legs once again. First down and 10. Bartlesville 6:01 left to play third quarter, at the Bixby 40.
Nice run by Penrod again. Picking it up on his feet. It was an option read. It looked like he was going to hand it off to Hildreth. It was hitting the backfield. Penrod kept it himself and ran up and got some nice yardage.
Simpson in motion to the right. Handoff and first down and 10 to Hildreth, and he barely gets back to the line of scrimmage, if that. Bartlesville trying a little trick play there where they're going to fake the sweep to Matt Simpson, the wide receiver, but give it off to Hildreth, the tailback, and Bixby was waiting for him. A loss of one on the play. Second down and 11, Bartlesville. From the Bixby 41-yard line. 5:25 left to play here in the third quarter. Bartlesville leading Bixby 27-21. Pistol formation, Penrod, three-step drop under pressure, throws it into the left flat, incomplete to Jaron Hillinger. Tried to get it out there to Hillinger as he was under pressure, and Hillinger just dropped it. Was going to be hit for a loss anyway, so actually not a bad thing that Jaron dropped that pass. And now a third down and 11 upcoming for Bartlesville at the Bixby 41. Clock stopped, 5:14 left to play third quarter. 27-21, Bartlesville in the lead over Bixby. That check of the scoreboard brought to you by James Phillips Medical Center, quality heart care close to home. Big third down play here. Bruins want to keep the pressure on. Pistol formation. Meidel in motion to the left. Here's the snap. Play action fake. Screen pass left side, Garrett Meidel. He's thinking about throwing it. He does throw. Goes deep left side. Incomplete. He had Archambault over there, but he was decently covered. Overthrown as Bartlesville tried a double pass. They moved Meidel in motion to the left and threw a screen pass to Meidel behind the line of scrimmage. They tried the double pass, but Bixby covered it pretty well, and Bartlesville going to bring on their punt formation as they're in Bixby territory facing a fourth down and 11 with 5:08 left to play here in the third quarter.
That would have been a big play. I think Bartlesville's tried that the last three games and have not gotten the pass off. This time they gave it to Garrett Meidel, who's one of the backup quarterbacks, and he was able to get the ball away, but it just overthrew the intended receiver, A.J. Archambault.
Final from Dewey. Bulldoggers fall to Locust Grove 68-6. End-over-end punt by Archambault. Barely got it off, but it's going to take a Bruin bounce inside the 15 to the 10 and out of bounds. at the, oh, actually, they'll mark it out of bounds at the 11-yard line. Archambault did not get that punt off well at all. Went off the end of his foot and kind of squibbed it, but it ended up rolling about 25 yards. And Bixby is going to be backed up in their own territory. First down and 10, Spartans from their own 11. 5 minutes even left to play third quarter. 27-21, Bartlesville in the lead over Bixby.
Well, now Bartlesville's got a great opportunity with Bixby back in their own side of the field. This is the worst field position they've had all game long. Now if Bartlesville can force a turnover here, it would be great.
Tried the double pass on third down and 11. Couldn't quite get it to go. So they punt. Single back set. They hand it off to Nick Roller. Right side, nothing. Loss of two or three. David Wiseman over there. Also, a Hunter Gritzmaker in on the tackle. About a loss of one for Nick Roller on that first down and 10 run. Bartlesville doing a pretty good job on him in the second half here, knock on wood. He'll take it 90 yards now. Just wait. 4:35 left to play third quarter. Second down and 11. Bixby from their own 10. Here's the snap. Griffin's going to pass it. Quick slant over the middle, and it's picked off! Intercepted! A.J. Parker stepped in front of Cade Kavnis. We've been talking about that duo going after it all evening, Parker and Kavnis, and Parker was playing him close, stepped in front of the slant route. He read it perfectly and picked it off. He falls down at the Bixby 17-yard line. It'll be first down and 10, Bruins there, and they've been doing that all night, Jay, those quick little slant routes to Cade Kavnis, and finally A.J. Parker picked one off.
Who called the turnover right there?
Yeah,
I called the turnover, yeah. How about that? That was a nice play by A.J. Parker. Just was able to step in. He's done that a couple of times. You just talked about that. But he was able to step in this time. He had position on Kavnis and got the pick.
Bartlesville needs to convert here. First down and 10, Bruins from the Bixby 17. Hand off to Hildre up the middle, and he gains 4, 5, maybe even 6 inside the 15 near the 12-yard line. It's going to be about a gain of 5 there for De'Aaron Hildre. And first down and 10, nice positive yardage on the ground for the Bruin senior tailback, who was our Wassmiller Insurance player profile. Very nice young man. Really enjoyed speaking with him earlier this week. Second down and 5 now, Bartlesville from the Bixby 12.5-yard line. 4 wideout set. Lone back is Hildre. Here's the snap. They hand it off to Hildre. Right side again. Gets the block inside the 5. Lowers his shoulder. He gets struck down at the 2-yard line. First down and goal upcoming for the Bruins. That's a gain of 12. And second down and 6 for Hildre on the ground. He's got all the yardage so far for the Bruins here on this drive. It's first down and goal, Bartlesville from the Bixby 2.
You can feel the momentum has turned into a powder blue jersey right now, actually a white jersey for Bartlesville with powder blue pants, as the Bruins are running downhill right now.
Split diamond formation, second and down and goal from the 2. Hand off to Hildre, right tackle, hesitates, drives forward, lowers his shoulder, and they're going to say he's down right at the 1-yard line. So second down and goal now for Penrod and the Bruins at the Bixby 1. Clock ticking underneath, 3:24 left to play here. Third quarter, 27-21, Bartlesville in the lead over Bixby. Second down and goal right near the Spartan goal line. They're within the 1-yard line. We'll see what Andrew Rice draws up. Hildre's gained all the yardage so far on this drive. Split diamond formation once again. Gritzmaker is the fullback. Only one wide receiver. That's Archambault off to the left, and Bartlesville moved. It's going to be a false start, so instead of second down and goal from the 1, it's going to be second down and goal from the 6 for the Bruins, and maybe a different play call here now.
Well, again, that was Ryan Haney's second false start. He's the sophomore playing in the biggest game of his life so far, and a little bit excited. You got it first, you got it right down to the goal line, second and goal, and he got a little excited. I think they were probably going to try to go his way. Yeah, either that or they are blitzing a little bit on that side.
And we got another whistle. I don't know what this delay is for. I haven't seen any signal that there's been a timeout. The officials are talking about something. You mentioned Ryan Haney. He's a sophomore, 6 foot, 235 pounds, first year starting. Of course, Bartlesville graduated Alex Ray, Max Davis, and Daniel Hubler from that offensive line last year. And that hasn't really been an issue with 3 new offensive linemen so far for the Bruins this season. Second down and goal from the 6 now. Split diamond formation. Penrod going to throw it. Lobs it in the end zone for Archambault, and the pass is tipped and incomplete. Nearly had it. That was a nice play by Archambault. He used his body to box out the defensive back, but just couldn't quite hold on to it. So now third down and goal for the Bruins at the Bixby 6. We'll see what they draw up here. big to Bartlesville is this close, you'd think they'll probably kick the field goal if they don't get this one here, because they're up 6, not 7, thanks to that missed PAT by Garrett Meidel. Third down and goal from the 6.
Connor Walker was on that coverage for Bixby. He kind of landed awkwardly. He's holding his shoulder. He's still favoring it, so I wouldn't be surprised if Penrod goes over to A.J. Archibald, who's being covered by it.
Third down and 6, split back formation. Griffmaker back there with Hilger, 2 wideouts. It's a play-action fake, lob over the top, tipped and incomplete. He had Tristan Crowder open in the back of the end zone, but at the very last second, a linebacker for Bixby tipped it up into the air. Crowder nearly caught the deflection, but it falls to the ground incomplete, and now an interesting choice upcoming for John McKee and the Bruins. They missed a PAT earlier, and now they only lead by 6 instead of 7. 2:39 to play third quarter, 27-21 Bruins. They're going to be from the right hash, and they are going to kick the field goal. So Garrett Meidel out to kick what is about a 25-yard field goal. This is basically 2 or 3 yards further than a PAT from the right hash. Archibald is the holder. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up, and it is good. Right down the middle. So Meidel redeems himself for the missed PAT, and Bartlesville leads by 9. It is 30-21. Bartlesville in the lead over Bixby. 2:35 left to play third quarter. That check of the scoreboard brought to you by Jane Phillips Medical Center. Quality imaging close to home. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Bruin Football on K1. Welcome back to Lee Snyder Field on campus here at Bixby High School. Spartan Stadium, Evan Farbach, Jay Stump with you. Tommy McGanna back in the studio. 30-21, Bartlesville leading Bixby. Bruins unable to score a touchdown after they had it first down and 10 at the Spartan 17-yard line after a huge interception by A.J. Parker. We'll see if that comes back to bite Bartlesville. It was a false start penalty after the Bruins had it second down and goal from the 1 that moved them to the 6. Then they had a couple incomplete passes and were unable to get 6 points, so they get 3, and they still lead by 2 possessions here over Bixby, which is probably the biggest thing.
A 23-point run by Bartlesville, 23-0 run for the Bruins.
Trailed 14-0 at the start of the second quarter. It's been all Bartlesville pretty much since then. End-over-end kick by Garrett Meidel, fielded by the Spartans at the 1-yard line, and they'll take it on a touchback. Once again, Meidel's been huge with the wind here in the third quarter. Bartlesville's kicked off 3 times now, and he's got 3 touchbacks. And Bixby had great field position earlier in this ballgame. Bixby had started drives at their own 47, at the Bartlesville 49. So they've been in Bruin territory for the start of a couple drives and also right near midfield. And so far this half, it's been all touchbacks for Meidel and the Bartlesville special teams unit.
I'm not sure which coach that was. Met him out about the 40-yard line, gave him a tap, and said, hey, nice job.
First down and 10 Spartans. Griffin in the shotgun. 4 wide receivers. Handoff up the middle, Nick Roller. He gets across the 20 near the 24-yard line. Gain of 4 on first down and 10. Second down and 6 upcoming for Bixby. And for whatever reason, knock on wood once again, Roller just has not been able to get loose just yet. He had that 122-yard touchdown run, but other than that, even when he's had 8 or 9 yards, Bartlesville's corralled him. Quick throw near sideline and second down and 6. That's complete in open field, and oh goodness, they've got open field, and they might go all the way. Near sideline, Connor Walker into Bartlesville territory at the 40, 35-20, 25-10, 15-10, 5, and he's pushed out of bounds at the Bruin 4-yard line. That is almost 80 yards, exactly 80 yards, excuse me. And is there a flag? I don't think so. I saw some people pointing over here. No flag on the play that I can see. It's going to be first down and goal, Bixby from the Bartlesville 3, an 80-yard pass play to Connor Walker on a little screen pass into the left flat, and Bixby threatening Bartlesville here, first down and goal.
I think they were trying to get some extra personnel that didn't come out on the field. Wasn't ready.
I formation. They hand it off to Roller, and he just walks into the end zone. Hardly any effort put up there, and it's going to be a ball game. We got a ball game here. Bartlesville not going to pull away just yet. Minute 59 left to play here, third quarter. Bartlesville 30, Bixby 27, extra point pending. And I would guess that Bixby will still kick the PAT. They do that thing, which I've never understood. I should probably ask a football coach why they do this, where they line up wide before they get into a regular field goal or PAT stance or set.
Swinging gate is what that's called.
Yeah, swinging gate, that's right. I've never understood the point of it, but they do it. Once again, on to pick the PAT is Jason Campbell, and his point after attempt is good. 30-28, Bartles. Oh, no, no good. Did he hook it? That looked good from
hooked,
up here.
He hooked to the right.
Goodness gracious, he pushed it to the right. And I thought that looked good. It was an end-over-end kick, but he missed it. So both teams trade missed point after attempts, excuse me. And now it's 30-27, Bartlesville in the lead over Bixby by just a field goal. Minute 59 to play third quarter. That check of the scoreboard brought to you by Dr. Stephen Beard, the dentist. 30-second break, right back. You're listening to Bruin Football on KWON. Welcome back to Bixby. Evan Farbach, Jay Stump with you. Bixby striking very quickly, 80 of their yards in what ended up, well, that wasn't quite 80 yards. I can't do math, Jay, let's be honest. There's a reason why I'm up here and not in the engineering department for ConocoPhillips or something. It was a very long pass play from Tanner Griffin to Connor Walker. It was, you're right, 77 yards, I believe. And Bixby scores on a run by Nick Roller to cap off the drive. They kick it deep, fielded by Kemar Gray. Gets it across the 25 near the 29-yard line, and it's going to be first down and 10 Bruins from there. Minute 51 left to play in the third. 30-27, Bartlesville in the lead over Bixby.
Bartlesville got all the momentum right now, and the missed PAT picks up just a three-point deficit instead of a two-point deficit, which is big. That we kind of thought maybe that extra point might come back and bite Bartlesville, but Bixby does it on their end of the field. So now let's see if Bartlesville, again with the wind at our back, can score the minute 51.
First down and 10 Bruins from their own 30. Screen pass right flat. Complete to Jaron Hillinger. He gets it across the 35 and drug down from behind at the 41-yard line. Nearly a horse collar over here on the near sideline. Chris Woodward, who was a very good linebacker for the Spartans last year, led them in tackling. Might go to college, reading about him a little bit. Boy, they did not give Bartlesville a very good spot there. I thought that he had a first down. They're going to mark him down out of bounds at the 39-yard line. I thought he went out closer to the 42. Nonetheless, second down and short for the Bruins from their own 39. Minute 44 to play in the third, BHS by three. Pistol formation. Hilger behind Penrod. Here's a snap. Colton's going to throw it. Steps up in the pocket. Heaves it deep over the middle. Parker is there, but it's overthrown just by a couple of yards. Incomplete. Second down and short. They go long, and Parker had his man beat, but it was just barely overthrown. Was a tough pass from Penrod, and now a third down and two upcoming for Bartlesville from their own 39.
I like to see the Bruins are going deep. They haven't really gone deep on many passes. They are a dink-and-dunk passing team as well as what we've seen tonight with Bixby. They pick up a couple of yards, but tonight they've really gone long on passing.
Third down and two. Here's the snap. Penrod's going to pass it. Rolls out far sideline. Breaks a tackle, and he's sacked. Taken down a couple of yards behind the line of scrimmage. Penrod, I believe Bartlesville was trying some kind of special option play there, and the Bruins got turned around at some point. Don't know exactly what happened, but nonetheless, Penrod was sacked after a loss of two or three. He was kind of wandering around in the backfield with nowhere to go. He looked a little bit confused, and Bartlesville coming out like they're going to go for it. Fourth down and three from their own 38. The offense is out there. Pistol formation. Penrod in the shotgun now looks to the sideline. Maybe they're just trying to draw Bixby offside. Still looking to the sideline. Play clock's at 10. Under a minute to play here before the end of the third quarter. Play clock is at 2. And now we've got a whistle, and Bartlesville going to take a timeout. I believe they are. I think they were just trying to get Bixby keyed up, perhaps. And that stops the clock with 57 seconds left to play here in the third quarter. Actually, that's not right. 57 seconds left in this timeout. So there's less than a minute left in the third quarter. Bartlesville leading Bixby 30-27, and fourth down and short upcoming for the Bruins when we return in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bartlesville Football on K1. Welcome back to Bixby. Evan Farbach and Jay Stump with you. 48.8 seconds left to play here in the third quarter. Bartlesville leading Bixby 30-27, and the Bruins have come out on a fourth down and three play from their own 38 in punt formation. A.J. Archambault standing back at the Bartlesville 25. Back deep to return for Bixby is Nick Nichols, their punt returner. He stands at the Spartan 25. Nice snap. Now Archambault's going to run it. He's going to go for it. He's got the first down across the 40 to the 42. A.J. Archambault was under pressure immediately. Oh, there's a flag on the play.
I thought maybe
it was a celebration. There's a flag on the play late after Archambault already got the first down. And I wonder if it's a celebration penalty. That's what my thought initially went to, but no sign from the official yet.
they'll get the first down. If it'll be a dead ball. If it's a celebration, it'll be first down. But if it's a late hit, it looks like Bartlesville's moving it backwards.
Yes, it is going to be, I believe, a celebration penalty on the Bruins. Nonetheless, they will get the first down.
No
personal foul on Bixby. Yes, it was a late hit. The Bixby fans over here were cheering because the official initially motioned that it was a personal foul penalty on Bartlesville. Then he kind of stopped and motioned that it was on Bixby. So that's a 30-yard change up there for the Bixby fans who grumble in their seats. And now it's first down and 10 Bruins at the Bixby 38. After a fake punt, A.J. Archambault runs it for 6 or 7 on fourth down and 3. Bruins tack 15 yards onto that. First down and 10, Bartlesville to Spartan 38. Quick throw into the right flat, complete to Matt Simpson, who drags tacklers up near the 40-yard line. Gain of 2 or 3 in that throw into the flat to Simpson, who had a touchdown grab earlier in the ball game. Clock underneath, 30 seconds to play third quarter. 30-27, Bartlesville in the lead over Bixby. That's a gain of 1 on that pass to Simpson. And that may very well be the last play of the third quarter. We'll see. Bartlesville kind of standing around. They start the play clock now.
11 seconds.
And that's going to be the end. Bartlesville's walking off the field. So at the end of three quarters, Bruin have it second down and long from the Bixby 42 when we return. Bartlesville leading the Spartans 30-27, back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bartlesville Football on KWON.
Games won.